Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know it's important when you got the Odyssey voice guy doing an open just for your podcast. And on our Westar hotline is the host of Hey Maine, which you can find on the Odyssey app. And that would be Kenny Maine. Kenny, it's Howard and Jeremy here in Buffalo. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Hey, it's football season up here, Kenny. We're pumped. We're happy. We're excited.
You're still getting over that game, I'm sure.
What game?
That game. You know what I did in Buffalo Bills fans' honor? I took a chair in our garage that we were going to throw away because it was already broken and videotaped my throwing it like 50 feet in the air to break it in our driveway. Because the game was that good. That was, like, the whole playoff season was amazing. And those guys had a great run and should be back involved.
I would have enjoyed the game thoroughly as a fan if I was not as emotionally invested. Sure. I mean, I know, it's funny, Kenny, how you hear so many people talk about one of the greatest NFL playoff games they've ever seen. And yet, I mean, obviously here we just feel a little bit differently.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, you know, depends on your side going into it. But standing apart, my team didn't do as much last year. So I think you just mentioned them in that little sports update. But Seahawks hopefully will rebound.
Oh, you're a Seahawks. So you're pretty excited about that big quarterback battle going on at Seahawks camp.
I would have brought in a few more. But I'm not dogging those what they have because of I actually trust Pete Carroll's judgment. So I can't believe he'd go in completely unarmed. No pun intended. Just and Geno had looked good in the times he did came in relief. So we'll see about Locke. And I mean, they're going to certainly not rely on them, whoever it turns out to be, in the same way, you know, the Chiefs rely on Mahomes or you guys Allen, whoever. But I'm going to trust that Pete knows what he's doing.
How do you think it affects the fan base? Or like, you know, you had a lot of years of success, and taking one of those step back years is, I don't know, does that sit all right with you? Are you expecting a step back year?
Maybe it's two step back years. I don't know. The NFL is weird where you can be bad one year and win the Super Bowl the next. So I don't doubt anybody, you know, and the whole cliche about, you know, any given Sunday is true. Like, there's the competition is so fierce, the players are so good. And there's great pride in what they do. Like, you can't really discount any teams. Once the season starts sliding, though, it gets obvious, oh, that's not a playoff year. I'm not ready to give up yet. We've barely broken training camp here.
If you're looking at the big picture, I mean, one silver lining I might throw Seattle's way is that you're not in the AFC, where right about now, I mean, like, we talk about it all the time, the Bills, while they are a favorite, it is loaded with good young quarterbacks and just teams that are stacked.
Oh, it's crazy. And look at the West. Every single quarter. I mean, all throughout the league, there's good quarterback. But particularly with Russell going to Denver, I mean, Carr, Mahomes, I mean, Herbert, all of it. That division's insane.
Hey, I'm curious. You know, Kenny, we talk a lot about the crazy fans here and Bills Mafia and the big crowds and all that stuff. So you're a Seahawks fan. I guess you would have been to Seahawks games in person.
Say that one more time.
Have you been to Seahawks games in person? I want to ask you what you know, we always hear about the fan base, the 12th man and the crowds out there. Have you been to games in Seattle in person?
My entire life, yes.
What's it like?
Well, we started the Kingdom. I mean, are you asking? I grew up in Seattle. Maybe you don't know.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know you actually grew up there. The Kingdom must have been bananas.
It was. It served its purpose but the new joint far better, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was there for the Super Bowl win, the Super Bowl loss. Actually, we were in three. The two losses, one win, Detroit. And obviously, I was there for the crazy Green Bay game, the onside kick game. Grew up going there as a fan from high school on. So, you know, two different stadiums, but the place is loud, and when they're good, they're good. But that's true anywhere, right? I mean, you go around the whole country. When things are going well, the crowd seems a little bit louder. And for a good number of years in Seattle, it has been.
All right. It wasn't 13 seconds, but the Seattle-New England Super Bowl, where were you? What was your reaction? How'd you handle all that?
I was in that stadium with my wife. We went I think I had some kind of, I don't know, I had some purpose there, but it wasn't truly work. You know what I'm saying? It's a little side thing. And my wife and I went, and I think I punched the seat behind me. I don't usually show a lot of, you know, physical anger that way, but it was, you had to let something. First, I was like, what just happened? Like, you didn't quite believe that. Because right. We were saying, run the clock. Don't leave Brady time. We're sure we're going to score. Like, that's a foregone conclusion.
Sure.
After Kurtz makes the catch at the six or whatever it was. The play that mattered also was the play before. Marshawn took it almost in, got stopped at like the one. My call would have been fake it to Marshawn, roll left, short side, either throw it away, run it in, or throw for a touchdown. Then you got third down. But instead, they did what they did, and it was fairly unbelievable. Hmm.
Your podcast, Hey Maine, let's talk a little bit about that. What's it all about? What do people need to know about it?
You broke up somewhat, but I think you said, what's it all about?
Yeah, your new podcast, what's it all about?
I sit in front of a microphone, as does someone else, and we talk, and somebody records it, and then they put it out in the universe. And today is Bill Walton, where you didn't really need a lot of prep. I haven't done a lot of prep for any of them because I knew all these people going in. In a couple cases, I knew them less well than the others, so I, you know, did a little brush up. But mostly it's just a conversation. I don't think you guys wrote down questions for this, right? We're just talking. And it's each one has been uniquely different from the others. Like Joel McHale, I don't know how they're going to edit that or if they can or if they will. It just went all over the place. Aubrey Plaza was real interesting. I've known her for quite a while, the actor. Christopher Guest, we already ran. He was amazing, like a big hero of mine as far as his work goes. Chris Berman is the one we started with, the godfather of ESPN, the inventor of No One Circles the Wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun. And Bill Walton today, there's a point where I had to use the restroom real quick, and Bill just kept talking. So he just starts telling a story. When I come back, I sort of join him in progress, and he's talking about the time that he says he and some others commandeered an airplane to fly over Mount St. Helens after the eruption in order, pretending they were government scientists and whatnot. And the story makes sense. It might even check out because the mountain did blow off more than once. Huh. And when he first told the story, I'm like, that's not true. I remember when it happened. It was a morning. It was a Sunday morning, I think. And he's talking about being at a Dead concert and a song related to fire is playing and mountains blowing off. And okay, Bill, like put the weed down. We're going to be okay here. But it turns out the mountain did blow more than once, and maybe it really happened the way he said. God knows. He's a pretty smart and very funny guy, and we're proud to have him on the air today.
You referred to Chris Berman as the godfather of ESPN, you know, one of the founding members. And I would say for you, you're one of the also founding fathers. I refer to that time when you were there, Kenny, often as like the golden age of SportsCenter, where a generation of people watched, and probably a lot of people that you talked to in this media tour watched you watch SportsCenter and would list you as one of their inspirations. Like, do you get a lot of that you are on the short list of guys that was on SportsCenter when it became what it really was in that time? Like, it felt like a sports cultural movement in the early 90s.
That's just another way of saying I'm old, but it's appreciated. No, I came in 94, so I was definitely, because I remember distinctly when I first got there. I got there in May of 94, and in October of 94 was the 15-year anniversary of ESPN. And, you know, we all were making references to it, and we were on ESPN too, most of us at the time. Me, Stuart Scott, Susie Colbert, Bill Pito, Deb Kaufman. That was our trials, so to speak, right? Because they even told me coming in, like, don't even have aspirations of SportsCenter. You're doing ESPN2, you're doing this thing over here, and this show's going to be what you guys do, and they're doing SportsCenter over there. And then they killed our show, and they all put us in different – we all got put in different spots. I think Stuart did some NBA, and Peter did NHL, and Susie did NFL and X Games. They put me on car racing show, RPM, which I knew nothing about. In fact, they asked me, what do you know about car racing? I said, nothing. And they said, okay, good, you're the host. I was like, what the hell do the other people say? Like, how much less could they have known about car racing? But it turned out I ended up loving it. I became friends with the Earnhardts and Jeff Gordon and Jeff Burton, all these guys, and really got into it for the time that I covered that. And then eventually, you know, we kind of migrated over to SportsCenter. And when you got your chance, you got your chance. So I was in there in 95 going forward, I'd say. And definitely it was a different time because nobody knew any of the results, right? You were watching SportsCenter to find out, if you cared, you know, Cubs, you know, Cubs Dodgers, what happened if you didn't live in Chicago or LA? And obviously things have changed where all the information's out there, but you know, it's still entertaining and people still do it their own way. But there's definitely kind of two different eras, maybe three, maybe the beginning and the middle, and here we are in you know, what is the present.
It feels like I want to make a comparison to WWE when they had the Attitude Era, that, you know, sports highlight shows went from just highlights to personality driven. And sure, like today I can, you know, log on my phone and check the scores on Twitter or ESPN or whatever. I don't really often get the same kind of attitude driven comedy, whatever. I mean, there was just a feel to it that was a big change as well. Maybe this, the second edition of SportsCenter.
Yeah, I mean, again, people make that judgment of like what it was or what it is, and it's all subjective, right? Like, you like what you like, I like what I like. I would still, some people and myself included, you'd go out of your way to watch certain people, like after the U.S. Open or after the British Open, you know, most recently, I'd want to hear, what did Van Pelt say that night? He loves golf. He's into it. He'd be entertaining to hear him call that highlight, as opposed to just, I have a phone and I'm watching the raw feed, or I'm watching it with music or whatever the case. So there's so many choices. Things are so different in 100 different ways beyond whether SportsCenter changed or didn't change, when, you know, there was no Netflix, right? There was no, every channel has a plus now, right? Every channel has a secondary channel from whatever it was. And it wasn't even invented at the time you're talking about, right? These things didn't even exist. So there's a million different choices and everybody's just trying to grab their little piece of the giant pie. That's why the Hey Main podcast, we don't want to dominate and knock out all the other podcasts. We just want our small little share, whatever we can fight for. It had nothing to do with your question.
No. Actually, as we get to the podcast, I think the crossover there is you're looking for interesting people, you know, the people that you want to hear from.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny when we went back and forth about what it might be or it might not be as we were debating it. And I forget, in a meeting, somebody brought up, you know, kind of like, what would be the hook of the show? Like, almost all of them have some little gadget. That's why you watch the show, because of blank, you know? And I said, how about if it's just good? I used to say the same thing about SportsCenter when we would constantly worry too much about promoting the show and the bumps, you know, like advertising what's coming up in the later segments. And I said, why don't we just try to have a good show? And if people watch that, they might watch the next time. Like, just really basic. Let's have fun and do it well and try not to make mistakes. And that's really how we ended up doing most of those shows. It was like, don't screw it up, you know, get the names right, get the scores right. And in the middle of doing all that, you know, be yourself and hopefully be entertaining. And every show was different because you had different people next to you. And it just kind of, there was no plan. I mean, there was a rundown, but there was no plan about what was going to come out of your mouth once it started, because if that person said one thing, you might say another, and vice versa. And it's kind of the same thing with podcasts, where I don't go in with 28 questions. I might have one or two little notes, like make sure to ask about this or that, and you just see where the conversation goes. And again, with certain people, like I've had Bill Walton and Joel McHale and Ben Schwartz and all of them, really, there was no plan. It's just, how you doing? Here's the welcome. Here's the first question. Oh, that was interesting. Now I'm going to ask this because you just said that. And you do that for an hour and thank them and run the next one.
I think Walton, it might be, I don't know, is that like the most interesting, fascinating, unpredictable subject you've ever interviewed? Because I feel like there might have been numerous times where you might have just been going, shaking your head, going, oh my. You're like, what is he saying? But in an entertaining way.
Well, I mean, I get Bill pretty well, so he doesn't do anything that completely throws me off. He's just, like, it was funny looking at my reaction in the little video clip we put out yesterday as a promotion, and I just had a curious look on my face, like, wait, okay, all right, I'm listening. Because the story was so bizarre.
Yeah.
The whole time, I'm like, is this real? Is this a joke? Now I'm thinking it happened. It probably happened. So they're all interesting people in their own way. They all, you know, had different relationships with me, some closer, like Jamal Crawford, for example, and some more distant, like Christopher Guest, who I just vaguely knew, but he agreed to do it. I was like, Christopher Guest, hell yeah, let's put him on. So we're lucky to have who we've had. I think Aubrey was great. I'm looking forward to her episode when that comes out. She has a new movie called Emily the Criminal, and she was in Main Street, which was a little situation comedy we did at ESPN, like, man, how long ago? 2007, somewhere in there. And everybody from that show ended up going on and doing big stuff. Aubrey, Allison Becker, John Glazer, Ben Schwartz, John Mulaney was in an episode. And so every single one of them that was the cast of this little pretend show about me at ESPN all went on and did pretty good stuff. So we're eventually we'll seek to get them all on. We'll go for Glazer and Allison next time around.
Hey, Kenny, final thing for me. I was curious. We were talking in a break, and I was trying to figure out, I wonder if you've ever been to a Bills game, and Jeremy reminded me it wasn't a game, but you had been to Buffalo. You had done that feature about Marshawn Lynch, like going out on the town with Marshawn Lynch. Do you got any stories you can share from that?
That's one of my favorite things we ever did. I think it's the most viewed video in Buffalo. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's up there. You can Google it. So just put in Marshawn Applebee's if you haven't seen it. So I've been to Buffalo several times. I don't think I've physically been to a game. I always did midweek, did a few different stories. Mm-hmm. Did one with Fitzpatrick, did one. Now I'm going to forget the name. I'll come up with the name before that we're done, or you will. The story we were given was that this player rode a bicycle to Buffalo facility because he was so into the environment. And we were going to go do kind of a fun, loving story about his love of the environment. Turns out he did that once or twice. He drives an Escalade. And so we changed the story in the moment that he didn't care about the environment quite as much as we thought. The Marshawn one was based off Willis McGahee left Buffalo. Marshawn comes in. McGahee kind of trashed the town on the way out, mm-hmm. you know, saying there's nothing to do. All they got is an Applebee's and a Dave and Buster's. Don't even start on the women. And we took all that information and made it seem like Marshawn was just the opposite. So he goes out to Dave and Buster's and goes out to Applebee's and has the greatest time of his life. He was so fun. He was so young. He was a rookie. And I'm so glad I got to do that story when I got to do it, because it sort of started my relationship with him, where he got to know me right away, like as a young kid. And through the years, when he went to Seattle, I'd see him here and there, did another couple stories, and we had a blast. His cousin was with him that night, who's an artist, and he kind of was part of the. Marshawn had his own little posse, had two or three people. He got bigger with time, but he's a great guy. I'm sure he's loved up there still for the short time that he was there. But I know he went back, right? He went back a couple years ago and did some Buffalo Bills hype before a game, I think.
Yeah, he probably did. He lead the charge,
probably,
Jeremy?
Yeah, he probably led the charge.
Yeah.
No, he's misunderstood greatly. People thought just because he didn't want to do interviews, you know, and he has kind of that, he can have that kind of exterior that looks like he's, you know, going to bite you, but it's not true. He's actually, as has been proven, right? He's done so many commercials and comedy bits with Conan, and, you know, he's clearly a funny and charming guy. He didn't really like conventional anything, right? He just wanted to give me the ball, let me get my 100 yards, and I want to go home and be with my friends. I don't want to stay and break down what we did with regard to third down efficiency, or, you know, it's not his thing. But if you get him talking about things he's interested in, like his program for kids in Oakland or Seattle, or how he's helped the homeless, or a bunch of stuff that people don't even talk about, he had a program where he gave out cell phones for free, because connecting people who have lost contact with society, so to speak, right? A cell phone is the world, right? That's, you need that now in this society to Google things and to communicate and whatnot. And that was, I don't know if he's still doing it, but I know he did it for a while. But I'm a big fan, and Buffalo was, I'm sure, at a loss after he took off to Seattle, because those have been some good running years up there.
Hey Maine is the podcast. It is on the Odyssey app, which we hope you all have. And Bill Walton is the guest today. And Kenny, thank you very much for giving us some time this morning. Good luck with the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.